Utah Senator Mike Lee has signed on to a bill that would put term limits in place for all members of Congress. KUER's Julia Ritchie has more.
Term limits are a hot topic once again in Utah, ever since Senator Orrin Hatch began hinting that he may run for an eighth term in 2018. His intentions have cast doubt on the prospects of younger Senate hopefuls like former Governor John Huntsman and independent presidential candidate Evan McMullen. Utah State University political science professor Damon Kahn says there's a reason term limits are a perennial favorite of politicians.
Term limits are a popular populist idea. Of course, we have them for the president of the United States, and some state legislatures around the country have term limits as well. And this just builds in many ways on the populist momentum that pushed Donald Trump into the White House.
Utah Senator Mike Lee has co-sponsored a bill introduced by Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and Representative Ron DeSantis of Florida that would limit senators to two terms and members of the House to three terms. Lee was just reelected last November to his second six-year term, but has been a vocal supporter of a constitutional amendment on limits since he first ran for Senate.
If you can't get it done in 12 years, then you'd be on your way. If you can get it done in 12 years, you'd be on your way.
Kahn says the reason term limits don't get much traction outside the campaign trail is that most politicians change their tune the longer they stay in Washington.
They've been a big fan of the idea of term limits until they hit the limit, and then they start to have concerns about what that can do.
Ultimately, he doesn't see the newest legislation getting very far, despite the resurgence of populist rhetoric. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he's not putting term limits on the GOP agenda this year. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.